Welcome to today's podcast, Practicalities, When to Start MHD and How Long to Treat. This episode is part of a podcast series supported by Abbott. The content is solely the responsibility of EMAS, the European Menopause and Andropause Society. All our episodes are available in English, Spanish, Mandarin, and Russian, and you can find them on any of the most popular podcast platforms. In today's episode, Dr. José Vázquez, gynecologist and professor at Spanish Hospital and Universidad Nacional Autónoma de México, will discuss the rationale for beginning hormone replacement therapy, when to start and for how long it is convenient to use, and will also reinforce the indications for the therapy.
Hello everyone. Today we will be talking about an important topic, menopausal hormone therapy, specifically when to start and how long to use it. Menopausal hormone therapy, or MHT, is a treatment option with four main indications: managing symptoms associated with menopause, such as hot flashes, night sweats, and vaginal dryness, the so-called genitourinary syndrome, premature ovarian failure, and prevention of postmenopausal osteoporosis. Not all women experience severe menopausal symptoms, and thus not all require MHT. However, MHT can be particularly helpful for women experiencing intense symptoms that significantly interfere with their daily activities. It is recommended for women with moderate to severe symptoms who have no contraindications to hormone therapy. The timing of starting MHT can be critical. Women who begin MHT closer to the onset of menopause tend to experience more benefits than those who start later. Starting MHT within 10 years of menopause or before 60 years of age can help relieve symptoms such as hot flashes, sleep disturbances, and vaginal dryness. Why does this timing is important? First, because it is a time where the woman might be more symptomatic, and second, because it seems that the degenerative processes are not advanced and the health of cells are better. For example, atherosclerotic process is not as advanced as post-coronary risk, but instead might be protective, as well as it happens in the central nervous system, in which the neurons tend to be healthier, the so-called health cell theory. When the degenerative processes have gone too far, the effects of MHT seems to be deleterious. There are different types of MHT available, including estrogen therapy, progestin therapy, and combined progestin and estrogen therapy. The choice of therapy depends on various factors, such as the presence or absence of the uterus and the woman's individual health history. It is crucial to consult with a healthcare provider to determine the most suitable type of MHT. Determining the duration for which MHT should be used is essential for ensuring overall safety and effectiveness. Most experts recommend using the lowest effective dose for the shortest duration necessary to alleviate symptoms, although there is no specific limit to which to use it, and varies depending on individual circumstances, including symptom severity and risk factors for certain health conditions. Like any medical treatment, MHT carries potential risks and benefits. On one hand, MHT can reduce menopausal symptoms and improve quality of life. On the other hand, long-term use may increase the risk of certain conditions, such as breast cancer, blood clots, and cardiovascular disease. It is important to weigh the individual risks and benefits with a healthcare provider and consider alternative therapies or lifestyle modifications. Once MHT is initiated, regular check-ins with a healthcare provider are necessary to monitor its effectiveness and evaluate any potential side effects. Healthcare providers will assess whether continuing or discontinuing the therapy is appropriate based on an individual's circumstances. It is crucial to communicate openly and honestly with the healthcare provider throughout the treatment to ensure the best outcomes. In summary, menopausal hormone therapy can be a beneficial treatment option for women experiencing moderate to severe menopausal symptoms. Starting MHT closer to the onset of menopause tends to provide the most benefits. The duration of MHT should be based on individual circumstances and regularly re-evaluated in consultation with a healthcare provider, assessing the risks and benefits, as well as considering alternative therapies or lifestyle modification, is important to make informed decisions about MHT. Thank you all for your attention.
Today, Dr. Jose Vasquez discussed the indications and when it is expected to have the best results with menopausal hormone therapy. Timing is important in this topic: when to start, how long to use it, and when we should stop the treatment. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope it will be valuable for your clinical and research practice. Stay safe.